welcome to the ABCA's podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Brownlee. If you run a baseball facility, Swift is the only piece of software you need to manage and grow your business. From scheduling and payments to memberships and retail, Swift takes care of it all. Your coaches can use the app to manage their schedule on the go, and your customers have a sleek and fast way to book online. Lessons, rentals, camps, packages, and more, all in one spot. That's why hundreds of the best baseball facilities across the country rely on Swift. And now with their upcoming AI front desk, you can literally put your business on autopilot. Get started in minutes at runswiftapp.com/ABCA. That's runswiftapp.com/ABCA. Spend less time behind the screen and more time on the field. This episode is sponsored by Netting Pros. Netting professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Netting Professionals specializes in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom netting for backstops, batting cages, dugouts, BP screens, and ball carts. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen, turf, turf protectors, dugout benches, dugout cubbies, and more. Netting Professionals is an official partner of the ABCA and continues to provide quality products and services to many high school, college, and professional fields, facilities, and stadiums throughout the country. Netting professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Contact them today at 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online at www.nettingpros.com or check out Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all their latest products and projects. Make sure to let CEO Will Miner know that the ABCA sent you. Now on to the podcast. For the first time ever, the world's largest baseball convention will be heading to Columbus, Ohio for the 82nd annual ABCA convention. Today's episode covers everything you need to know about the convention, hearing from Craig Kylitz, John Litchfield, Kurt Berkins, Juan Clark, Zach Hale, and Ryan Brownlee. Our goal every year is to make this a wonderful experience for our attendees, guests, sponsors, and exhibitors. I hope you enjoy, and we look forward to seeing everyone at the 82nd ABCA Convention on January 8th through the 11th. Thanks again for your support and trust. Here's to a great show for everyone. All right, here with Craig Kylitz, Executive Director for the ABCA. This is year 12 for you?
It is.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing coming into that Thursday is the Division One meetings. We have plenty of meetings before that, but that evening meeting, the rules meeting at 6:30, and then 7:15 you get into the D1 meeting. What do you feel like the main points of emphasis are this year?
Well, we've had so much uncertainty over the last several years. I can't help but feel bad for the coaches, all the changes that have taken place. But I do think like we're on the backside of some of these things, the uncertainty and so forth, so coaches have a little bit more clarity moving forward. It's not perfect, but we're getting to a good situation. But with that said, we've made numerous changes that help our game, up to 34 full-ride scholarships. That's incredible. When we talked about, you know, increasing the scholarship limits a few years ago, we were talking if we could get to 14 or 15 scholarships, we would be in wonderful position. So we're excited about that. And then we'll see what schools really want to support it at that level. And actually, more schools are supporting it at a higher level than I thought we may be at. So I'm excited about those changes. We're talking about 34 student athletes are allowed to travel at NCAA championships, which is a huge win for us, up from 27, where coaches had to tell a couple kids that maybe have been a big part of the team that they're not going to travel to the NCAA championships. So we were able to get that passed, feel good. And then the preseason practice schedule, it's something we've been talking about for a couple years now, but we're able to move that first opportunity to practice with the full team 2 weeks prior to when we were. And this year that'll start Monday, January 12th, the day we get back from the convention. So that's another great thing to allow coaches to prepare their team and be ready for the first contest. So we got some really neat things in the hopper.
And I think everybody's still talking about the double base too.
Yeah, they are.
And not all good, but about 95% good. I talked to coaches around the country, and they thought, well, I wasn't sure what to think. But at the end of the day, our kids liked it. And I liked that there was less questions on bunt plays or balls hit towards that first baseman, and it's been safer for us. So maybe some coaches don't like it because it's a change, but it's been a positive piece, I think, on the whole.
And with NIL and the transfer portal, you know, you look at the people, they think about the sky is falling, but then you look at the World Series last year, Coastal's back, Murray State's mm-hmm. back, and so it just shows that I think baseball coaches can adjust as they need to.
They have, and they always have been able to do that. But I have learned human nature, we don't like changes. And changes are tough, the uncertainty behind it and so forth. But it's been better for our student-athletes. It has allowed more kids to come to our side of the game, amateur baseball, rather than going to the pros out of high school. So our game's not only gotten stronger, but I think it's just a better brand of baseball.
If you had a crystal ball, where do you feel like college baseball is going to be here in the next 5 years?
Well, we got a lot of changes that we're looking at with Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Tony Clark is one of our speakers this year that oversees the Player Association, and he's going to speak to our board of directors. So our relationships have never been so good with not only the Players Association, but especially Major League Baseball. And that comes directly from what our coaches are doing on the field to prepare the student athletes for that next level. So they really respect our coaches, our game, and certainly the American Baseball Coach Association. So I'm looking for some positive changes that'll only help our game. I can't go into any of those possible changes, but I will say if some or all of them go into play over the next collective bargaining agreement that'll take us through 2026, we're going to see a huge jump in the talent pool that we have.
And I think we've done a good job with evolving with the times, too. Do you see any future steps for the ABCA here?
Well, nothing that I can reveal right now. We're going to talk to the board about some of those changes. But everything we're making is pro-coach. What's best for our coaches, what's better for our game, how do we serve them better? And a lot of it will revolve around AI as we're sort of unpeeling that onion as well. You did talk about some of the legislative topics. I just want to touch on two others that's really important, and I wanted to reveal this at the meeting. But we are going to talk about allowing all staff members to coach and recruit in Division I, and then 4 fall games. You know, take it from 2 to 4. I feel like we're on positive ground with that, with the Baseball Oversight Committee that we're working with at the NCAA that I'm a part of. And our voice has never been so good with the NCAA and then certainly with Major League Baseball and the Players Association that we feel like we're a full-fledged member on all the decision-making that's happening in the sport of baseball. So really, really excited about our future.
You do such a good job of looking down the road. Like you keep us centered in on what we're doing, but you do such a good job of looking down the road. And I think 2030 in Austin is when we're going to be there. And mm-hmm. I think that just shows like how much you worry about us. And you're trying to make sure that we're good for the foreseeable future also.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we're going with our best locations. And that is really, it's Nashville, and I think it's going to be Austin. I think those are going to be our 2 superstars. And so we're going to be visiting them frequently. We want to make it around the country so people have a chance to come and see, especially for that first time. And that's led to our growth and our membership, of course. But I think those are going to be 2 of our stars. And actually, we're contracted all the way out to 2040, which sounds crazy as I talk about it, but that's year 2040. We're contracted all the way out. But that's what it takes to be in the best cities, the best prices for our coaches, the best exhibit and clinic space, meeting space, hotel prices, and so forth. And so I'm excited about the future all the way out to, as crazy as it sounds, 2040.
You know, and you and I have talked about enjoying the present moment and really enjoying the time because we plan 12 months for this and then mm-hmm. it feels like it's over in a minute. So yeah. I do like the fact that you're really trying to enjoy the present moment too. And I'm trying to do that too.
Well, I'm not very good at it. I like to talk a big game, but usually you're so sort of wrapped up in the moment, you don't get to really take it all in. But these last couple of years have done I think a better job, even though it's not good, but a better job trying to enjoy it and enjoy our coaches, enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy the process, the speakers, the clinics, and so forth. And so I'm going to keep working at that.
Any other shout outs you want to give?
No, I'm just excited about Columbus. They've done a tremendous job setting this up. We have great numbers. It should be top five of our highest ever. It'll be top three of our biggest membership year. And then our sponsorships are the biggest they've ever been. And so is Exhibit. So everything's looking up and feeling really good.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, here with John Litchfield. We are actually on site. I think you and I, for the first time, I've done on site with Craig, but you and I are on site for the first time. Good being here with you, John.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I think we all kind of know the difference between maybe a convention center area and a Gaylord property. What are some of the benefits of being at an actual convention center?
One of the great things here that I think people who have been to conventions, ABCA conventions before, is we're in a scenario where there's a lot to do around the convention center. So when you think of like your lunches, your coffee stops, all of that is going to be extremely convenient this week. Particularly, every hotel is going to have its own restaurant and coffee area. There's a really cool place called North Market that has about 20 different food vendors. Unbelievable for breakfast or lunch. It's somewhere you can go with your friends. Everybody can pick something different. Then you sit in the common seating area. And that's like one block out from the convention center. There's also a bunch of places, eateries in the convention center, and then each hotel also. And then that didn't even get to the Short North District, which I went for a couple mile walk last night, and I actually had forgotten how many restaurants there were. I had to count at about 50 different restaurants that are literally within an easy walk of the convention center. So that stuff's going to be great this year.
And great signage when you're walking around from the different hotels. Like it's very easy to see where you're headed towards a convention center.
Yeah. The existing signage is really good, and it's a very navigable area here on High Street.
It looks like another great year for the main stage speakers.
Yeah. It's an excellent group. This has been a really fun one to work with. I actually just took a break from reviewing presentations this morning, and it's really great content. And Jim Cahill, our second vice president and clinic chair this year, did just an awesome job putting this lineup together and keeping everybody focused on what they need to do. So we're really looking forward to it.
This is your 12th one. Has it gotten easier for you navigating all this for you personally?
Certainly after year one, but you know, every year has its own quirks and things. This is the first time we're in Columbus, so we don't have the experience of actually working in this convention center and with these hotels before. So that's a lot more preparation. You know, we don't really have a template to follow from past years, so that's something different. But Columbus has been great to work with, so that hasn't really been a problem either.
Anything else new to look out for this year?
Good question. There are... Well, I mean, get into the MyABCA app and go through the agenda. That's really my biggest suggestion, because, you know, whoever's out there listening to this on their way to the ABCA convention, you all have different things that you're interested in. So hit that up, build your agenda in the MyABCA app, and just check it out for yourself.
Yeah, and you mentioned North Market. There's a grocery store there, and then Lucky's I went to yesterday when we got in. It's only about a half mile from here. So you do have multiple options for grocery for people that maybe don't want to spend the money on food here. You actually have plenty of options to get groceries, which is what I always do when we show up here.
No question. I do the same thing. I love to highlight all the lunch options, but I never have time to go. So I've got my breakfast bars and things in my backpack and my just all those snacks and just roll through the day there. And obviously that saves some money too.
Let's have a great week, John.
All right. You too. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right. Here with Kurt Berkins. What, year three?
Year three. Yep.
Welcome. You're a veteran now.
That's right.
I mean, has it been easier going here with prep?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like this year it's a little bit calmer pre-convention. I feel like, you know, prepared a little bit better with a lot of the partners and sponsors, got all the stuff in on time. So first couple years were a little stressful. Hopefully this year will just be a lot more fun.
I think the hard part year after year, you have your set list of things, but then you get it done, you're like, I'm forgetting something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You and I talk about this. You always, even though we're not, you always feel like there's something that you forgot, even though you haven't.
Yeah, there's so much to do. I mean, it's such a huge convention, and it's such a small staff that, you know, everybody has a lot to do, and you think you've got everything taken care of, and then the back of your mind is that worry or that concern. Oh, what did I forget? What did I leave back at the office? But now everything's fine. It feels like we're all prepared. We're ready for a great show.
And I think a huge benefit this year is that everything's close. We've got Expo close, Main Stage close, and Youth Stage are all kind of right next to each other.
Yeah, the last couple of years in Dallas and in D.C., it was spread out pretty far on multiple levels. This year, it's super exciting. Everything's in one hallway. Yeah, the trade show is right next to the clinics. The Expo Theater is right across the hall from the entrance to the trade show, so it's going to be a ton of foot traffic throughout that area, so it should look and feel like a fantastic show.
You know, and as the exhibits kick off on Thursday, we've got, it looks like, three Expo Theaters kicking off on Thursday.
Yeah, so we've got a great mix of Expo Theater companies that are presenting this year. Some new ones, obviously, you know, Rapsodo, ATEC, you know, those guys, you know, have a great presentation every year. But there are some great new companies that are going to be spotlighting new products, new things that I'm not aware of, and I'm sure a lot of the coaches and attendees will want to tune in and listen to these companies because there's some great new products here.
Yeah, because it looks like on Thursday it's Hey Blue, Highcast, and then Team Sports are kicking us off on Thursday.
Yeah, and the Team Sports Consulting Group, that's a great new company. It's all about just finding your biggest weakness and then attacking it. He's going to have a fantastic presentation. So that's a great one. Highcast, you know, they're high level video cameras recording systems. So you know, anybody wanting to you know, record practices and games, they do a fantastic job too. So yeah, and Hey Blue, this is an interesting company. It's a new company. It's like automated balls and strikes for, you know, non high level teams. So I mean, it's something that can really benefit. And I'm excited to hear more about it and how it works and how accurate it is and all that. So it's a really good mix this year.
We've talked about that. And shout out to Kevin Coe, who runs the Reds Youth Academy. They actually used an automated umpire this year for their youth games. And he said it was the smoothest they've ever had because you can't argue with a computer. The parents can't argue with a computer. So very good. And then we kick it right off. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10. We've got quite a bit of, actually looks like I can edit that out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've got 8 on Friday. Looks like some of the ones that have been with us for a long time kick it off on Friday. And shout out to all of our companies that jump in on the Expo Theater. This has been a really good addition. I think this is year 6 of our Expo Theater, but this has been a really good addition to the convention.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, it allows the companies to, you know, spotlight new products or, you know, new innovations right directly in front of an audience. It's free, obviously. You know, just go over across the hall. You know, there's chairs, you can sit, you can stand in the back. But I do implore everybody to go there and listen to these products because they're great companies, and they want to talk to you about their products. They want to figure out how they can help you become a better coach and help your program become better too. So I definitely recommend stopping over there. Friday's a full schedule. Saturday too. I mean, you've got Rapsodo, PitchCom. Playbook 365 always does a great one. Shaw Sports Turf is going to spotlight a couple things too. So, yeah, it's a great lineup throughout the day, Friday and Saturday too. So,
and I think that's probably what sets our convention apart is you have an opportunity to see what's coming up and new and kind of get ahead of the curve of what's going to be new here in the baseball industry.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these products, I'd never heard of before they reached out to us. They're brand new. You know, there's some great technology out there nowadays. So there's some new companies that have some awesome products that, again, the more you know about it and learn about it, you're going to want it for your program.
Anything else our sponsors need to be aware of with the convention?
Get there early, get set up, have a good time. You know, it's something that this is the biggest trade show I think we've ever had now, over 400 companies, which is just it's wild that the trade show has become such a huge hit. But yeah, I mean, there's something that, you know, sponsors are, you know, we're always ready to help out. You know, like whether it's print media. digital media stuff here on site. You know, we help a ton of companies, and there's always room for more exposure and more, you know, messaging, getting out there to our memberships, whether it's around the convention or year round. You know, we're always ready to help you.
And you know, again, shout out to our sponsors, but our attendees, please make sure you stop by and say thank you to these companies, because they are the reason that you're able to be a member for $75 and you're able to come to the convention for $90, which is the lowest of any sports association. But please do stop by and tell these people thank you.
Yes, and all the ABCA partners, you know, those guys do a really good job. And it's, again, like Ryan said, I mean, that's their support, their sponsorships that helps keep all the prices low for members. So, you know, please do your best. You know, stop by the trade show, stop by every booth. You know, these companies, you know, their livelihoods depend on these coaches and these programs getting their product. So, you know, they want to help you, but you know, we really appreciate the members and the attendees helping out them as well.
Yeah, support those that support us.
Yep.
Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, Ryan.
All right, here with Juan Clark, year 23. Congrats. Don Mattingly speaking at the convention this year, also year 23 for Juan. So that's actually glorious news. Keeps this train rolling year in and year out, does a great job, and really has added continuity to the association.
Well, I appreciate all the kind words. It's been a great ride. When you love what you do, you know how it is. You really don't work. But, you know, it is tough. It is tough to get everybody on the same page year in, year out. You know how that goes with coaching. So it's going to be another good ABCA.
And congrats. Record year of exhibitors here. So congrats, sir.
Thank you. Over 400 exhibitors. That's the first time we've eclipsed the 400 mark. So we're around about 412 right now. So that's a kind of feather in my cap. I was looking for that for the past 3 or 4 years, but just kind of how it all worked out. So it's been great.
Just in the site visit last spring, it seemed like logistically the exhibitors getting in and out of the convention center looks like it's going to be easier for them. It's not always easy, probably, but looks like it's probably going to be easier for them this year getting in and out.
Absolutely. It's going to be easier. It's always a little trying because, obviously, you don't know the area if we haven't been here before, but easy in, easy out. It's at the Greater Columbus Convention Center, and it is really easy to get to. Shoot, about 15 minutes from the airport. So even on a tough day, it's around 15, 20 minutes from the airport. But load in, load out, it's going to be great. As far as there's plenty of space back there and the back of the house, as we call it, but it's going to be great as far as just pure numbers.
For our attendees that just kind of show up and see the exhibit hall area, kind of go through the exhibitors' touch points, like all the stuff that they have to go through to get set up. Shout out to Freeman. Shout out to Russ Wingard at Freeman. Does such a good job. But I think the attendees just take for granted. They just show up and they see what it looks like. I think they just take for granted that it looks like that automatically.
Yeah, so it's kind of bare bones when you think about it, if you can kind of equate it to like a house. When we get here, it's just the studs. So it's just the concrete floor and the columns and carpets being laid today. They're marked. First of all, Freeman marks the floor, laid the carpet. And next thing you know, they drop in all the shipped items. And people get here on Wednesday and they work seemingly all day and half the day on Thursday just to get, you know, the latest and greatest of the products out there. So the consumer, the coach, can just have a feast. But yeah, you know, just like anything, it doesn't happen at all in one, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 hours. It takes about a day and a half. And if you have a huge booth with a lot of intricacies in there, it's going to be all of that day and a half.
And for people that don't understand, we're already prepping for 2027 in Chicago with Corcoran.
Yeah. So yeah, we are absolutely. It seems obnoxious and crazy, but 2027 is on our mind right now with the Chicago show, where we're going to be in McCormick, We've been there before. That's been great. But it was during that kind of funny time with that COVID, kind of that 2021, 22 nonsense. But it's, we are, that is on our mind. Not to say that this isn't, you know, number one, but that's kind of in the back of our hat as well.
How many new companies we got this year?
So we have over 40 new companies. So, you know, it's out of that group, I mean, fresh new, like brand new startups that are coming in. There are some other companies that have missed a couple, came back, and so we're familiar with them, but new, eyes wide open. There's going to be a lot of new things to kind of check out, some new things you haven't seen, some stuff that you're like, oh, you scratch your head and say, man, I could have thought of that, but someone else would beat you to the punch. But it's been good to see all the new blood pumped in here.
Anything new with the scheduling from an exhibitor standpoint? Obviously opens up at noon on Thursday, correct?
So just after noon on Thursdays at 1 p.m. on Thursday, I'll run till 6. So nothing new with the schedule. It's the same schedule, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So on that Friday, we'll open up early and we'll stop things at around 3 p.m. and then open it back up at 4:30 p.m. on Friday for the reception. That reception will end at 6. But it kind of kicks things off, kind of get the juices flowing and sets the tone for the members, all the attendees. But, you know, it's one of those things that we feel like we love doing, first of all, but we feel like, hey, we got to give something back. So we offer them an opportunity just with no scheduling, nothing going on, go into the exhibit hall, check things out, and here's a couple. You know, we'll provide a couple drink tickets and then, you know, there's food and beverage in the back of the hall. But it's a great way to say thank you to our members who make us.
And also longer lunch break this year on Saturday. So hopefully give people an opportunity to get lunch, but also get back into the exhibits there before they end on Saturday.
Absolutely. So that stops. Everything stops at on Saturday at 2 p.m. So prior to that, you know, if you haven't gotten in the Thursday, Friday, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but that Saturday is the last day. You'll want to get in there 9 a.m. when it opens up and make sure you know, take advantage of all the new things. And also, there's always ABCA discounts. There are show... you know, discounts, there are show deals to be had. So if you're a baseball...
And also maybe an exhibitor doesn't want to ship stuff back with them.
You're absolutely right.
Great time to scoop up some stuff because maybe an exhibitor doesn't want to take the equipment back with them.
Actually, most of our group comes with that in mind. And they'll say, hey, it's easier to get rid of this product than to ship it back home and then figure out a way to get rid of it there. But I mean, there are some haggling going on Saturday.
Anything else you'd like to add on?
No, pretty much hit it. But we do have the largest space we've ever had. We'll have seemingly, and this is the most we've ever had in this part of the country as far as attendees. So we have it all here. So from, you know, the VR, the latest in technology, software, right down to the needful things like the bats and balls and gloves, everything else. So, and there's some new stuff here that might, you know, kind of tingle your spine here. You'll love it.
Thanks for your time, Juan.
Yep.
All right, here was Zach Hale. What is this, year 11, 12 for you?
This is my 12th convention. It's hard to believe.
Love it. John and I talked about this a little bit, but really good setup here at the convention center.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I think, honestly, that this might set up the best for coaches coming in just because everything's on one main strip of concourse, and so it's easy to hop around. If you're in the clinics trying to get to the Q&A, back to the clinics, or get over to the youth, and then hop into the trade show and back over to the expo theater, it's like you can do that without having to go up and down escalators and wandering all around. So once you get into the main part of the convention center, you're right in the heart of the action.
Looks like plenty of parking around too.
Yeah, all the hotels have their parking. The convention center also has on-site parking, which is actually cheaper than the surrounding hotels. So if you don't mind parking and then walking, that's definitely a great option for you. But there's tons of city parking, hotel property parking, and then convention center parking. So anyone driving in shouldn't have an issue there.
Anything else different this year that people maybe need to be aware of?
I mean, as always, and you've done a great job with it, but we've continued to expand on programming. So, you know, we've got the new MLB Arm Care panel. We've got a new recruiting seminar. There's, you know, just new topics being discussed. So anything you're looking for, regardless of what level you're coaching at, it should be covered here.
What about food options? Coffee in the morning?
Yeah, that's a great question. Coffee in the morning. There is a Starbucks right on site. It's over between the Hyatt and Hilton that are connected to the convention center. But what we've done is we've set up some pop-ups inside that main concourse. So when you're walking to registration or the clinics or trade show in the morning, there will be a pop-up coffee stand there that you can purchase coffee at. And then throughout the day, we have concessions in the back of the trade show hall. So as you're perusing through all the aisles and stuff, if you just go all the way to the back of the hall, there will be some ballpark-type food options, sandwiches, wraps, salads, some quick grab-and-go stuff. There will be a local eatery, Dos Hermanos, which is a Mexican restaurant and food truck. That'll be back there. And then there's actually also a food court located in the convention center down on the south end, which is by where the Drury and Sonesta connect. So those are all within the convention center. And then really, if you just walk right outside within one block, there's endless amount of options right here. So anything from sit-down options to quick grab-and-goes. And then one of my favorite spots is the North Market, which is about a block away from the convention center. If you walk out past the Arnold Schwarzenegger statue, go out a block, you'll hit it, and there are 30 very different options in there. Anything from Chipotle-type, make-your-own wrap and burrito-type options to just make your own salad. So it's quick, it's easy, and you and your staff can get anything you could possibly want. And we've built in some breaks within the schedule this year to allow for going off-site, grabbing food, and not missing any action. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think that's probably maybe the newest thing is now the youth stage and the main stage schedule lines up exact same. So they're getting out for lunch at the same time, longer lunch break on Saturday. So I think this will be a little bit easier for everybody to be able to get what they need to, but also not miss any of the speakers either.
Totally, totally. And, you know, you've done a good job with the youth stage, and we've kind of worked together on tailoring how that is. But really, it came from feedback from attendees in the past couple years on, hey, it's tough for us to get out of the main stage and get over to the youth stage without missing something. And so we've lined those up, as you said. And so I think it really should just enhance everyone's experience on site and streaming.
Anybody out there right now that maybe couldn't get here but plan on coming, any like last minute hotel options for people?
We do still have the Plaza Hotel that does have rooms open. And so if you're a last minute, you know what, I don't want to miss this and I'm coming in, hop on to abca.org/hotel. You can still book at the discounted rate there. And it's just a couple blocks down that you can walk. And then we'd love to have you. Just, you know, you can sign up online still to participate or show up at registration and we'll get you signed up, get you your badge and get you on your way. And likewise, if, you know, you want to be a part of it, you're seeing all the action and you don't want to miss everything, hop online if you're unable to travel and sign up for the live stream, because you're getting all the stuff in real time. And then anything that you may miss if you can't sit there all day and watch, you'll get in early February via the videos and can go back and watch as you're starting your season and traveling in vans and buses and so on.
Also looks like the baseball guys are going to take care of us on the weather.
I
looks like
I'm
flying
very
in
happy.
And also here. So we're looking at high 55, but also looks like around the country.
That's right.
We keep our fingers crossed, people, that no travel issues for
that's
people
right.
coming in.
It looks like it's all clear in all the hub cities. And then here, I think on Friday, we're looking at 60 degrees. So I don't know that we could ask for anything better. So it'll be a great start to the year, and hopefully that bodes well for opening day weather, too.
Let's have a great week, Zach.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan here. Just adding in some things that we maybe didn't get to here with everybody else, but we've got all of our committees meetings going on Thursday, so those are from 1 to 6, and that's every level that we've got is meeting throughout the day on Thursdays. Expo Theater presentations start that day, and then we've got our coaches' divisional meetings starting about 6:30. I think NAI actually kicks us off first. I think theirs is at 5:30 on Thursday, but then everybody else has divisional meetings starting at 6:30 on Thursday, and then we cap it at 9 o'clock at night for the rookie mentorship panel by Paul Planchard is hosting that. He's done a great job. He missed last year because of some health issues, but shout out to Brad Stromdahl, who filled in last year for Coach Blanchard. And then everything kicks off right at 8:30 in the morning there on Friday. So youth coaches session starts at 9:40. And then we run all the way throughout the day. Hall of Fame banquet Friday night. Still got time to get tickets if you need it. We actually do have an ops hot stove that we started last year, and that's at 7 o'clock on Friday. Shout out to Brian Mundorf, who's paneling that, hosting the panel there. And then shout out to Hilton. We actually have a sponsor for that. Hilton's going to actually do a social after the event. And then we kick it, and then we finish it off with the pitching hot stove and then the outfield hot stove at 9 o'clock on Friday night. Then rinse and repeat for Saturday. We've got main stage and youth stage actually starting for the first time ever at the same time on Saturday at 8:30 in the morning. And then we roll right through. We've got Youth and Travel Academy hot stove again this year, and that's actually Major League Baseball is going to jump in there too. So that's at 2:30, and that's in the Short North Ballroom. That's actually the room that the youth stage speakers are in. So Major League Baseball will kick us off at 2:30. And then Jordan Baltimore is going to have us rolling there after that with youth and travel from about 3:30 to 4:45. Then we roll right into base running and leadership at 5 o'clock, strength conditioning and hitting at 7 o'clock, and then infield play and catching at 9 o'clock on Saturday. And then we've got Sunday speakers going on the main stage. Don't sleep on our Sunday speakers. Some of my favorite talks that we've had over the years we're on Sunday, so don't sleep on our Sunday speakers. Let's have a great show, everybody. And as always, feel free to reach out to me if you need anything. But safe travels getting here. And if you're at home watching virtually, enjoy that. I think that's about as seamless as we can get it from a virtual standpoint, being able to watch at home. So wherever you're at watching or participating, we appreciate everybody. And thanks to all of our exhibitors, our sponsors, our attendees, our speakers. This is a really special, special event just because everybody plays such a huge part in how well everything goes. So let's have a great show. Be safe out there. Be kind to everybody. And let's have a great show. See y'all this week.